Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're going to have some, I think we've got breaking news on the FEC, one of the guys on the FEC talking about this election. We're going to have Steve Gruber, as soon as we get audio. Steve Gruber is one of the anchors on Real America's Voice, fantastic, known kind of the Rush Limbaugh of Michigan, but a guy that knows the ins and outs of Michigan politics, and we want to get him on here to talk about the the Michigan State Senate, but also the lawsuit that's up there. Michigan, I think, is very quickly. Pennsylvania's been ground zero. We've had other fronts in Georgia, which is blown up. Arizona, which obviously is blown up. The world's attention is about to come to Michigan. This lawsuit by David Kallman and the company is real and meaningful. So as soon as we get audio on Steve Gruber, do we have you, sir?
Steve, I got you. If you got me, I'm here.
So, Steve, look, you're a guy that knows Michigan, I think, better than anybody, particularly Michigan politics. We have made the comment that we think that the focus of this battle is very quickly going to go. Pennsylvania is obviously insanely important. People are fighting all over Pennsylvania in court rapidly. This thing's coming to Michigan. Can you lay out what's going on? Particularly, you got David Kallman at Great Lakes. But today we heard there's another, 100 affidavits coming in from people. Affidavits coming in, which is real evidence, eyewitness evidence. You got Michigan State Senate saying, hey, we're going to get involved here. We're going to have a full audit. Walk people through, because Michigan has not been at the forefront of this to date. Walk people through what's happening in Michigan.
Well, there's a whole pile of evidence being put out there, Steve, that is creating an issue for those that are trying to figure out exactly what happened. If you go down to Wayne County at the TCF Center, a whole host of affidavits came in there to begin with. You mentioned David Kallman of the Great Lakes Justice Center. And for anybody that hasn't heard any of these allegations, I mean, these are just stunning allegations in which the counters were saying that at any given time they'd be given a batch, 50 ballots at a time, to run through the tabulators. Well, the tabulators would jam 4 and 5 times an hour, according to Melissa Carone. She's one of the sworn affidavits here. And every time they would jam, you're supposed to take the error message, stop it there, clear the machine, start with the bad ballot on top, if you will, run them back through fresh. But what was happening is they were just taking that ballot out, putting it back in, and continuing to run without clearing the count. In fact, she said at one point she went to a machine of one of her fellow workers and saw they had been running 50 ballots through it at least 8 times. Have been counted 400 times. So that's one bit of, you know, information that goes on. Then you've got the former Secretary of State for the state of Michigan, Ruth Johnson, was there for 8 years. She's looking at all this evidence saying, listen, it's overwhelming. You need an audit. Now, by Michigan Constitution, when you ask for an audit of the vote, that can happen. Now, it's 146,000 votes is the difference. The question is, can you get there? Potentially, because it's going to be a fight, because another federal lawsuit filed in the Western District of Michigan by the Trump campaign is asking for 1.2 million votes to be tossed out because there was, you know, no oversight, no Republican observers or challengers. And so it's just, it's a mess all the way over.
This whole, also, I want to go to the Dominion systems, because a lot of people are making allegations about Dominion systems, but in Michigan, you actually have the real thing of something that happened. So talk to us about Dominion systems and what happened in Michigan, and is it used in other counties? Or because the one fact we know is that Dominion systems somehow had this flip of this vote in Michigan.
Well, you're talking about Antrim County, which is a very red county in northern Michigan. I had the chance to speak to the clerk up there several times now. Now, when I called her first, she told me there was no way for there to be human error, that what had happened could not possibly be attributed to human error. This was the day after the election, because it had become quite obvious. You've got a sea of counties that vote for Trump, 65-70%, and here's Antrim County up there in the middle of this sea of red, and it's dark blue. And you look at it, it shows that Joe Biden had gotten 70% of the vote. It wasn't accurate at all. And they came back in and said, oh, well, something wrong happened. Now, the way it was explained to me, Steve, is you have the tabulation tapes, they come in, and she said, you have a dump computer, that you put the information into, then you upload to the state. She didn't realize there was a problem until she was starting to get contacted by reporters like myself saying, how did this happen in Antrim County? And then she said, well, there must be a mistake here. And they went back And they put out results the following day, which were also wrong. They adjusted them for the third time. They might be into the third or fourth correction now, but that's a Dominion product. I don't know how it happened, because the way a lot of this works, I just learned this, and this will tell you a lot. They have proprietary contracts with the counties that they work with. I think it's 46 counties in Michigan. So if the Trump campaign comes in and says there's something wrong with the software here because of contracts that say you can't look at proprietary information, the Trump campaign can't look under the hood of the software. And, you know, that's obviously a problem.
Well, the state can. I tell you, that's one of the reasons you're going to court. I want to go back to Wayne County for a second in these affidavits. What's shocking about Coleman's first wave of affidavits, before the Dominion said the employees of the, I guess, elections board, the way she describes it, if you read the affidavit, and maybe I'm reading it incorrectly, and you're an expert, and Wayne County is where Detroit is, it seems like what her allegation is that they are trained. They're essentially trained in voter fraud. Is that too aggressive on our part? Is that the way you read the affidavit?
Well, that's the way I read the affidavit. They were trained improperly, if they were trained at all. One of the things that it says here is that they didn't get any training whatsoever. In fact, the counters, which were trained very little, if at all, is the way one of these reads. And then you read affidavits that say not only did that happen, but ballots were arriving 3:45 in the morning. We know that 40,000 ballots showed up at 3:45 in the morning the day after the election. But then we learned that as many as 100,000 ballots came in 24 hours later. Ballots, precincts closed, voting closes at 8 o'clock on Tuesday. After 8 o'clock Wednesday night at the TCF Center, another 100,000 ballots whose provenance is unknown. Where did they come from? Nobody knows. And then you hear the affidavits of going through, and you've got a ballot in your hand, and here it is. You can't figure out who sent it, so you go through, the poll workers would go through and find on the qualified voter file, which is an electronic file that any precinct worker can have access to if they have the internet. Isn't that scary? They go through, they find a name that's not attributed to a ballot, they assign it to the ballot, and they run it through. All of these things, and as you pointed out, it's not hearsay. This is direct eyewitness testimony. That's what we call evidence. Now, again, is it enough to overturn 146,000 votes? I don't know, but it's going to rip the lid off from the problems in Wayne County and Detroit, which they had during the primaries. And if you go back to 2016, when Jill Stein asked for a recount in Michigan, they found that a lot of the, you know, you'd have a ballot box that's supposed to have 100 ballots in it, and they'd look at the list of people that signed, and they'd say, well, there's only, you know, 80 people here, but there's 100 ballots in the box. Under Michigan law, and this is obscene, you can't recount that precinct. Well, they don't match. They're unbalanced, so therefore we just leave it the way it is. If the seal is broken on the ballot box that has the ballots in it, if the seal is broken, can't recount it, can't touch it. How does that make any sense? How do you go back and recount bad votes, basically, or just let them stand because the seal is broken, or they're unbalanced because there's too many signatures and not enough ballots, but usually there's more ballots than signatures. You can figure that part out.
Yesterday, Steve, we had the war room working apparatus in on the call in state court where David Coleman was the first time. And here's what was shocking. I think the Biden campaign said the quiet part out loud. They started talking about their nervousness about the certification process and the timing, because Coleman was coming in hard on this. The judge is going to rule tomorrow at noon. This is why I keep saying the world's about to shift their attention to Michigan, because it's gnarly. And a lot of these affidavits are eyewitness accounts. And people say there's no evidence. Well, I keep telling them, hey, read the affidavits coming into Michigan, because these are eyewitnesses who are putting their name on it, and all their lives are going to be destroyed by the left.
Well,
this thing takes place at noon tomorrow. What is it? Go ahead, sir.
I was going to point out Ruth Johnson. Republican Secretary of State. She's now a state senator. She was the Secretary of State from 2011 through 2019, January to January. Pretty level-headed, competent individual. She's not a bomb thrower. She's not an excitable person. She's not really even that political, really. And she came in and looked at all the stuff that Coleman had put forth there at the Great Lakes Justice Center and his team, and and she decided to join the suit with an affidavit of her own. I mean, how much more credibility do you need? In some, the affidavits right. have a former assistant attorney general in Michigan. You've got the former secretary of state weighing in and say, listen, this is wrong. This should not be certified. She said there should be an audit at a minimum. At a minimum, they should be audited to figure out exactly what happened.
Steve, tomorrow at noon, this judge is going to rule, and then all hell is going to break loose. This certification, as you sit here today, with all these issues about ballots and different, you know, vans showing up and 100,000 ballots sure. showing up on Wednesday night, all these affidavits, this is in state court. They're going to be fighting in federal court. Do you see, as you sit here right now, understanding Michigan, understanding Wayne County, knowing your General Assembly, know the governor, right, who wants to be president one day, can yep. this vote in Michigan be certified in the timing we have up to the state certifications earlier, but to get to the safe harbor December 6th or December 8th, do you see the vote in Michigan getting certified?
You know, that's it's so hard because you have very political people, very political people in the Secretary of State currently, Jocelyn Benson, the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, I'm sure you've heard her name once or twice, Governor Whitmer, they're all very far-left partisans. Accuracy, does it really matter? It doesn't seem to me that it matters much to them. Winning is all that matters. You know that. You've been in the trenches with these folks. It's all about hand-to-hand combat, which is really what it's going to be for the Republicans right now. It's hand-to-hand combat. It's fighting for every vote. It's fighting to make sure that the votes that are counted are real votes and not votes that were manufactured after midnight. The fact of the matter is, votes coming in after 8 o'clock on Tuesday, November 3rd, are not legal in Michigan. They're simply not legal. They can't be there. And the other thing about those votes that came in, they were just in open boxes. They weren't sealed. No provenance. Who knows where they came from? Here's a bucket of ballots. Here's a bucket of ballots. Here's a box of ballots. And so I don't know what happens here. I know that the court is going to rule tomorrow at noon. However, it's Wayne County Circuit Court. The judge did ask for a show cause hearing. I think he was impressed that Ruth Johnson, the former Secretary of State, weighed in with her affidavit. I think he had, you know, was impressed with that. But where does it go? Well, the first stop is tomorrow at noon. If the judge rules in favor of the Coleman lawsuit, you're right. The lid gets blown off of this thing. But we've known about problems in Wayne County going back for years. But as Ruth Johnson told me personally, nothing like this. She's never, wouldn't even imagine something like what she's being witnessed to now. What she's being made aware of through these affidavits.
Steve, we got to bounce. How do people get access? I'm telling you, Michigan, the whole world is going to be focused on Michigan tomorrow. Because this is the most important election in American history. It's the most important election in 5,000 years of Chinese history. Okay, the whole world's going to come down to Pennsylvania and Michigan and maybe Georgia. So get ready to get ready for your close-up. Tell us your Real America Voice show and the radio show, Twitter. How do people get to you? Because you're fabulous, and you know Michigan.
Yeah, appreciate that. I'm on twice a day. I'm basically a foot soldier for Real America's Voice. 6 to 8 Eastern time right here on Real America's Voice. 1 to 3, I do America's Voice Live from 6 to 8. It's the Steve Gruber show, and then from 1 to 3, America's Voice Live with Tudor Dixon. We do that. Do what we can. And here's what it's about. You know, I've been in this game for a long time. I just like telling the truth. You know, I'm not really into gaming and putting my thumb on the scales. I just want people to know the truth. Let's find it wherever it leads. I don't care who's right, who's wrong. Let's just figure it out.
Steve Gruber, you got a Twitter or Parler handle? How do people follow you on social media?
Both, at Steve Gruber Show. At Steve Gruber Show, Parler, Twitter, and the Steve Gruber Show on Facebook as well. But at Steve Gruber Show is the handle, Parler. Just dive it into that one. Got to find some place where you can actually say something without getting censored. You know what that's like.
Brother, we love you. We'll be back to you talking about Michigan in the future. Steve
Thanks.
Gruber, Real America Voice. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to have a discussion internally. Also going to have Kane from Citizens Free Press. This thing's heating up. Steve Gruber, it's hand-to-hand combat in Michigan. It's hand-to-hand combat. I've had 20 text messages from people all over the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Don't think people are not fighting. They're fighting 24 hours a day on this thing. Arizona, Georgia, all over.
War Room. Pandemic with Stephen K. Bannon.
The epidemic is a demon, and we cannot let this demon hide.
War Room. Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
I do believe that there's voter fraud taking place in these places. Otherwise, they would allow the observers to go in. When you have claims of, you know, 10,000 people who don't live in the state of Nevada having voted in Nevada, you have the video showing where people are, you know, they're either duplicating a spoiled ballot right there, or they're in the process of just marking a ballot that came in blank for a voter. That's a process that needs to be observed by election observers. State law allows those observers to be in there. And if they're not, then the law is not being followed, making this an illegitimate election.
All right, let's go back to that video if we can. The video we're watching there, if he's filling out the ballot on the top right there, so this would be...
That was Trey Traynor, the chairman of the Federal Elections Commission, took place on Newsmax, I think a little while ago. Am I lying? Eyes corrected. He say, was he talking specifically about Nevada, or he's talking overall? He says it's an illegitimate election. I'm going to get Kane in here in a second. I want to play that Vish as we get into this segment. How did you read that, Jack Maxey?
Well, it sure sounded that way to me, Steve.
Overall, or just Nevada?
It was overall.
Guys in Denver, I got to listen to this. Just breaking. We just heard it. Okay.
I do believe that there's voter fraud taking place in these places. Otherwise, they would allow the observers to go in. When you have claims of, you know, 10,000 people who don't live in the state of Nevada having voted in Nevada, you have the video showing where people are, you know, they're either duplicating a spoiled ballot right there, or they're in the process of just marking a ballot that came in blank for a voter. That's a process that needs to be observed by election observers. State law allows those observers to be in there. And if they're not, then the law is not being followed, making this an illegitimate election.
All right, let's go back to that video if we can. The video we're watching there, if he's filling out the ballot on the top, that's fine.
Okay, we're going to reach out to Trey Traynor and see just what his definition, because he wasn't specifically talking about Nevada. He was talking about these elections, right?
Well, and the other thing is, we were talking about Michigan earlier. There were two state senators there, one Lana Theis and Tom Barrett, who also wrote a letter to the Secretary of State today, Benson, outlining some of the problems that they saw. And what is very clear at the end of their letter, which they say, these claims deserve our full attention and diligent investigation. Each of these allegations is backed up by sworn affidavits of over 100 Michigan citizens, real people willing to face legal consequences to their lives and livelihoods to stand by their assertions. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are patriots.
And that's evidence. I mean, these are eyewitness accounts.
Yes.
And you look at David Coleman, that's where, if you had listened, Greg Manns and the team were listening to the hearing of the day, and the Biden campaign, the Biden lawyers are not ready for it. They immediately went to try to do the hubbada, 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 and started whining about the timing and whining about the audits that had to happen and couldn't, you know, we're not going to be able to get certification and all this. They didn't have any defense when put in their grill that these were eyewitnesses. They were not ready for that.
Yeah, and they kept coming back to the fact that a process audit could happen. But no, what we really need is a results audit.
This is going to be... this is going to be big. Michigan's going to now, I think, take its rightful place next to Pennsylvania. And of course, you got the fiasco in Georgia. You got a fiasco in Arizona. You just saw right there the Federal Elections Commission chairman talking about the illegal voting. And really, and we don't say this enough, and I know the engine room of the war room continues to bug me all the time to saying, you're not laying out what Jack Maxey says all the time. This is criminal activity. And people ought to understand that you can come forward now and get away from the criminal activity by coming forward and exposing this. And this is what the Biden campaign should be all over. The Biden campaign should see these affidavits, see it's all Democrats, and come forward and be of assistance to try to sort this out. If Joe Biden wanted to unite the country, he wouldn't be wandering around up in the Toyota dealership talking to the new 2021 models, right? He would be telling his lawyers, we need righteous transparency, radical transparency for the whole world to see. They won't do it. Why they won't do it? Because they're cheaters. They're lying. They've manufactured it. They can't certify this. I don't care what Jake Tapper says. I don't care what CNN says. I don't care what the New York Times says. Okay? We've got the momentum. We have the truth. We have the reality. And we're not backing off an inch. Okay, what's I'm so proud of the people fighting for this all over the country. People are spending 20 hours a day fighting on this thing, 7 days a week, and they're not giving up. I want to bring in now Kane from Citizens Free Press. Kane, I just want to ask you, because you've got this page that's absolutely amazing, is are the Trump base and the Trump supporters, are they as engaged in this fight as I think? And the one way you can always tell is by traffic. How are you guys doing right now? Because you're covering this in excruciating detail. If you want to go to all the updates, just go to Citizens Free Press. They got links everywhere. But what are you seeing as far as traffic goes?
It's off the charts. I heard what Mr. Hoff said from Gateway Pundit, how they're pushing 5 million a day. I'm double where I was just 3 weeks ago. So we're at about 3.5 million. The actual, and that's page views. The actual unique visitors is up about 70% in 3 weeks as people, you know, there's fewer and fewer sites who are still sticking with the president in the conservative realm. And so the ones that still are, you know, that word is getting out and traffic is funneling to them. And as for the base, they're more motivated than I am. You're right about 20 hours a day. That's about what I've been doing for 7 to 10 straight days. And, you know, I've got people saying that they're upset when I sleep for 4 hours, that there aren't any updates. There are people who are living and breathing this thing. And, you know, Steve, you got everything right, except it's even worse than we thought. Think about this. This is the first time in the history of this country where one party has set out to win an election after the election. And so far, according to the media, they succeeded. In Pennsylvania, there were over 100,000 provisional ballots, a record number, right? We had the mail rejection rate in 2016 in Pennsylvania was 30 times higher what it is right now. And that's a key. I want people to pay attention to that, because what that signals is they're letting all the mail-in votes count everywhere. It's not just Pennsylvania. Missing signature doesn't matter. Put it through. Missing witness signature doesn't matter. Address missing, it doesn't matter. In Michigan, you guys have been talking about it the whole time. There's some interesting things from the whistleblower from Dominion who stepped forward. She talked about seeing a count of 500 on a machine that has to have a limit of 50 because it can only handle 50 ballots at a time. In other words, they were run through 10 times. You mentioned it already, the 4:30 a.m. out-of-state plates. The fact that, you know, thank goodness in the last 2 hours we've had an audit called for by the Michigan Republican state legislature. In Georgia, we found out today that the burst pipes excuse for why they stopped counting, that was completely false, came out in some text messages. In Wisconsin, the turnout is statistically not believable. The great MIT opponent of Pocahontas in Massachusetts, Sheba, he and his team ran the numbers, and there's a fantastic, it's 70 minutes long, but there's a fantastic video, it's up on my site, where he goes through and proves the statistical improbability in four different counties in Michigan. We've got the United Nations, this flashback came this week, they have specific rules for defining elections as fraudulent or rigged. Guess what? This election in the United States in 2020 meets all of those criteria, and it also met the criteria for declaring the Ukraine election in 2004 fraudulent. Today in Arizona, we have the Cindy McCain protege, the GOP chairwoman of Maricopa County, sabotaging, not even attending the Dominion training. And then here's one last thing, and I'll finally clap it for a second. Think about this. Stacey Abrams lost by more votes in the state of Georgia than Trump lost in Georgia, Arizona, and Wisconsin combined, and Stacey Abrams still hasn't conceded, and she's a media hero.
You know, one thing I find most impressive about this movement and this fight that we've got going on right now, and it's seen on the pages of Citizens Free Press, and for all of our audience out there, we want to make sure that you should put it up on your homepage. This would be a site you should put up. You got Revolver, you have What Finger, you have Citizen Free Press, The Stream, Remnant, you've got both conservative Christian sites, Catholic sites, and then these sites that are the kind of the drudges of the movement, and you should have it up there. Kane is the proprietor, and he's also he's kind of the Andrew Breitbart. He keeps the page up 20 hours a day. One of the things I'm most impressed with is, like, Sheva, a lot of the links you've got up there are highly technical, very detailed, either TED Talks, analytics, that are up there, and you know his is a little longer, 70 minutes, but the depth and the people opposite us, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, the, all this, they keep saying data-based, science-based, evidence-based, and you have a crowdsourcing now, and I think it shows you the power of this movement, how smart in technology, how smart in analytics, how smart in actually breaking these things down in data and big data. And it's going to be, this is how we're going to win this. We're going to close on this victory because of this crowdsourcing, riding the sound of the guns. Now you're starting to see, Kane, I think, where the Republican, actually the apparatus, you see it in Pennsylvania, where people in the General Assembly are coming forward. And the reason they're coming forward, and in states and Michigan, they see that the people have their back. They see that we're engaged. They see that the deplorables are enraged by this and not going to back down. So that's one of the reasons that they... That they're so strong. We got about 30 seconds, Kane. What is the biggest story you think right now that's not getting attention?
Okay, there's a question I wasn't expecting. Let me say really quick, I agree on the statistical analysis. It's phenomenal, the IT experience and know-how of the Trump side. And it's blowing everyone away. As Hoff basically said, you know, there's stuff happening in at the Donald.win, at all of these different sites that, you know, that is not only shows that the Trump base is behind these legislatures, but it also shows that there's evidence behind them. I know I probably only have 10 seconds.
Kane, hang on. I want to keep you over for the next segment because I want you to answer the question. You know, you've got a feel for the news right now, what's not being reported to the thing. We're going to take a short break. We're going to return with Kane of Citizen Free Press and our posse here in the War Room next on War Room Pandemic.
War Room Pandemic. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
My fellow Americans, I stand here with all that feel as I do, disgusted with this lie that Biden has been chosen, as if we all don't know the truth. And when one tries to deceive, we know that one can't get away with it. There will be a price to pay. The ones who are jumping for joy now are jumping toward the horror they will be in for, because I know that the promises being made from the left to the American people will never come to be. My friends of all colors, races, and religions, this is now our greatest fight since the Civil War, the battle of righteousness versus Satan. Yes, Satan. Because these leftists are evil, corrupt, and they want to tear down this nation. We must not allow this. We must fight this corruption that has taken over and fight for the good that seems lost. And fight now for Trump's victory, because we all know this ballot count is corruption like they are. So let us not back down. Let us fight this fight as if it is our last fight on earth. As Muhammad Ali said, it's not over till the last punch you have. God bless.
John Voight there with a very powerful message. We got to play that every show. It's just so powerful. Last fight, like it's your last fight on earth. And it's not over until your last punch.
Well, and he also frames it between a fight between light and darkness. And he says this is the hardest struggle that we've had since the Civil War. And I will remind people every single day, who were the enemy in the Civil War? It was the Democrat Party, who were willing to take this country into bloodshed and destruction to maintain the chattel slavery of black American citizens. Fact.
Kane, I want to go back to Kane. He's the founder, proprietor, editor-in-chief, head cook and bottle washer at Citizens Free Press, doing an amazing job. Looks like you're en route to do 100 million page views this month, which just blows me away. 3.5 million a day. What is the stories, because you post up there, so people can kind of go down your links. What are the stories now? Because Michigan's coming to the forefront, and tomorrow at noon when this judge rules, it's going to be a major story. And the mainstream media doesn't want to cover it. They don't want to cover Coleman's lawsuit because they realize Coleman's got the receipts, right? Coleman's got affidavits of eyewitnesses, and they don't want that. And he's a pragmatic. He's like a Norman Rockwell figure, right? Kane, what are the stories that you think people should be most focused on in this fight? And what is being underreported that you think you would give people a heads up, hey, I think this is going to be big news a week from now?
Well, what's happening, you mentioned the 12 o'clock court ruling tomorrow. That's going to be big. We had, in the last 2 hours, the Michigan state senators, Republican state senators, requesting a full audit of the 2020 election. So it hasn't been granted yet, but that'll be very important to watch closely. In terms of stories that people are missing, look, a week from now, I think what we're going to be paying attention to is Georgia and starting to settle a little bit into those Senate races and seeing if we can't restrict some of the loopholes they have in their ballot harvesting. In Georgia, ballot harvesting is illegal except for if any one of your 15 different types of relatives decide to drop the ballot off for you. We know that everyone, all the Democrat attention is going to be on Georgia, and it's good. That's going to be our last battle. So as we continue to follow everything that's going on with President Trump, we have to keep, let's not forget about what's going to happen in Georgia. Let's keep our eyes on what the Democrats are going to do and make sure that we're prepared there. Because, look, if they can win an election after an election, you know, that's a very difficult thing for us to deal with. The ruling today by the Pennsylvania judge, the court ruling from a couple of hours ago, although it doesn't represent a huge number of ballots, it does set legal precedent, and it would provide an avenue for that case to go to the Supreme Court, where they could decide whether any ballots received after 8 p.m. in Pennsylvania should be counted. So that issue we'll be looking at. A quick one, no joke here. A California woman found out that her service dog voted in the election. People can find that story about five headlines down. I'm not even going to go into detail. And then in Michigan, I really think Wayne County is where a lot of this is happening. You know, Rudy talking today about the affidavit saying that 100,000 Biden ballots were brought in to catch up with Trump. And then I guess one last thing, it's been mentioned a few times, but this really happened in four urban centers, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and Detroit. And it looks like they were willing to manufacture an unlimited number of ballots, whatever it would take to win. So something to pay attention to would be, there have been $2 million rewards offered, one in the state of Georgia and one in the state of Texas. And I believe the Texas $1 million reward applies nationally from the lieutenant governor. So could we get a high profile whistleblower who has a smoking gun, who was there, who's a Democrat, who knows what happened in Wayne County, who knows what happened at that 4:30 a.m. delivery of 130,000 ballots? So that would be something to keep your eye on. But mostly, we'll be watching you and not sleeping and getting it done.
So, Kane, how do people, what's your parlor handle, Twitter handle? How do people get, what they should do is put Citizens Free Press up in their homepage as one of the apps. Get the app up there at the site so you can see it. You got to go to it. You refresh it all day long. It's got so much news up there. It's incredible. So how do people get to you through social media?
Okay, well, as you know, I don't care too much about social media, but my Twitter handle is at Citizen Free Press. The parlor handle is also at Citizen Free Press. The website is actually Citizen Free Press without the S, so at citizenfreepress.com. Let people know that I'm here every day from about 10 in the morning until 4 a.m., updating headlines all day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The battle will not end on Citizen Free Press, and as long as you're fighting and Trump is fighting, we'll be fighting alongside.
Well, we're going to fight down to the evening before the 19th of January, year of our Lord 2021, when Donald J. Trump wins in the House of Representatives. And we look forward to seeing you here, Kane. Book your suite now at the Trump Hotel, because we'll see you here. We'll see you here for the inauguration over at the White House, since they won't be doing it at the Capitol in 2021. Kane, thank you very much. You're a true American hero.
Thank you. Great.
We
to
got
be
breaking
here.
Thanks, brother.
So coming out of Pennsylvania, we've been talking about the leadership and how this is going to shake up and who's going to be getting the rank and file and members ready for this fight. In the state Senate in Pennsylvania, Kim Ward has won the leadership election to be majority leader. So Jay Corman is now Senate pro temp, and she is the majority leader. And for our national audience here, she comes in the vein of a Debbie Lesko.
Wow. These are fighters?
Yep. She's a fire breather.
We go, okay, good. This is what we need up there because she's about to take these. All these people that you're, this is what a fourth turning is about. People you never heard of before. All of a sudden, they become national, international figures. Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan are going to be the focus of the world because so much of what happens in the world is going to turn on securing this victory for President Trump. A couple of things. Jack Maxey, Lynn Wood, who won the great, if the folks out there don't know him, he won the great victory for the with the Covington students against the Washington Post. He's one of the best lawyers we have in the conservative movement. He is down. He's representing the president. He's one of Rudy and Cindy Pound, these guys that have ridden to the sound of the guns. He's in Georgia working. He's been tweeting out all day about the Chinese Communist Party and their links. Now, you've mentioned a Bloomberg article from, and Bloomberg is one of the best news sites out there for financial news. What, this is from 2019?
No, this is from 2020, January. This is the great thing about our audience, and thank you so much. We do follow hashtag War Room Pandemic, and one of our audience members alerted me to this article. Now, it's titled Chinese Technology in Voting Machines Seen as Emerging Threat, Bloomberg, January 9th, 2020. And they took it before the House Administration Committee, chaired by Zoe Lofgren, from Democrat from California, and all of the major voting machine vendors, Hart Intercervic, Dominion Voting Systems, and Election Systems and Software, told the House that they can't avoid having Chinese technology in all of their systems. This means chips, etc. And so we've talked a lot about over the last year or so, and Steve and I have been talking about a decade, the supply chain risk that we have and the very idea that critical components inside of our voting machines are coming from communist China, and no one's talking about it. No one.
One of the reasons we're here is to connect these dots. One of the good things about Real America's Voice you're going to see over the next couple of days in the war room and kind of the partnership we've got, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and we've got John Fredericks down in Georgia, Fog City Midges down in Georgia. We've got the troops deployed down there. We've got all kind of contacts with Lynn Wood and the team and Jenny Beth Martin. Steve Gruber is, he's forgotten more about Michigan politics than people know, and he's dialed in everywhere. Michigan's about to be ginormous starting tomorrow with this court ruling. Greg Manns and Alexander Priet are the beating heart inside of politics in Pennsylvania. So we get the inside baseball. Howie Carr, the great Howie Carr, he's got Lynn Wood on. And, of course, the engine room. You see, we see Manns and Maxey, you're just seeing the pretty faces of the war room. We got a whole engine room. The engine room continues, and the engine room's obsessed about a few topics. One of the things the engine room's obsessed with is people going to jail that are doing this inside of football. They think we're being too easy because the engine room's got a hard edge on it. They're sending from the Howie Carr show this afternoon from Lynn Wood, quote, and you got to remember, Lynn Wood's one of the best fire-breathing attorneys in this country. This is a quote, Joe Biden and the people like him who have been trying to steal this election will all go to jail. So this is a throwdown. I want Jake Tapper and all these guys to go full meltdown. I don't know if you noticed this, Jake, but all the whining that Cuomo and Don Lemon and Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow, it's just all whining. All whining. Lawrence O'Donnell, you're running around, oh, this guy. You're not seeing the hardening that's coming up. You got the minority leader that just said, hey, I don't know if the guy's going to be president. Doesn't deserve an intelligence briefing. The State Department, Mike Pompeo has totally dismissed you. You're not getting any calls set up through foreign governments. Yeah, don't think so. When it gets certified, show us your certification. You got a certification? You said on stage, we got you in a direct quote. The only straight answer you gave in two debates. They ask you a question. What do you wait for? Wait for the states to certify it. Hey, I'm down with that. That's what we're talking about. Daily Mail's reporting. I think it's the president's plan. Let's certify it. Right now, you see a coming together of these state legislatures, right? And guess what? They're often the people, like in Maricopa County. You're not with the program. That's fine. There's 100,000 ballots out there that are down-ticket Republican. They didn't vote for Trump. Hey, got it. I'm good with that. I got the Sidney McCain crowd. I see that you're on the transition team. Transition to what? I don't know. Because there's not going to be a new administration. We got an administration. We get an extra 80 bonus days. Wall Street Journal's reporting exclusive. We're cutting off the Chinese telecom companies boy, what a great short that would be. Not that I would make it advice on a short, but hey, they're publicly traded and they're cut off now. Trump started his second term. He gets 80 bonus days.
Also,
let's go for it.
What may be going along with this, we have Brian Ware, the Assistant Director for Cybersecurity at the Department of Homeland Security, has resigned today. This is according to Reuters, and they're also reporting that his boss is going to resign very shortly. So something is going on.
Clean house.
And we'll find out about it.
How are we doing at NIH? Just kidding. Zuckerberg comes to our defense. He defends Bannon. Not going to kick us off. He might not like the information, but he knows it's legitimate information. Be back in a moment.